Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Only Pomp's cardboard mannequin is here. He's over at the news conference, the Tomlin news conference, which we shall carry live today. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Our friend Nick Farabaugh from Penn Live is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Sean's also on our YouTube channel. You should subscribe. It don't cost nothing, and you can watch the show. Numbers are skyrocketing there. Nick, whatever are we going to do without Juan Thornhill? We hardly knew him.
Yeah. He didn't even play that much, did he, Joe? What he did, we got maybe one of the more memorable screenshots I've seen in recent memory of him just diving at the deep ball. That was obvious that he should have played. It was memorable. The two biggest memories of Juan Thornhill is historic defense in that.
Yes.
That's about it.
Historic defense. Yeah, you could actually make a little tribute to him with the historic defense quote juxtaposed with him frozen in midair trying to make that play against Green Bay. What a debacle that was. Meantime, go ahead.
I still can't believe he didn't make that play. I mean, if he makes the play and gets under it, honestly, I thought the ball was up when I watched it live. I'm like, oh, it's a pick. Like, I mean, the ball was a complete duck. It's crazy.
There were two throws in that game that looked like they were going to be picked off right when Jordan Love released them. And we've seen what's happened to Jordan Love since he left Pittsburgh. Not much. Of course, he lost Kraft, which is huge. But still, that game could have changed on those two plays.
If that ball falls incomplete to Kraft, the one towards Deshaun Elliott, one, the Steelers still have Deshaun Elliott, which would be huge. And then two, they get off the field. And one or two of those should have been turnovers. I mean, people were talking about it after the game of what great throws by Jordan Love. And, I mean, those were duck throws. It's not like it was a heave and pray ball both times. You got to make the football plays. You got to make basic plays on the football. I actually think, despite some of the turnovers, that's been an issue for the Steelers at times this year, just making plays at the catch point and finishing. That's been an issue for them, and we saw it pop up for Thornhill on that one.
Nick, your concern level with Aaron Rodgers coming out of that game, if one is I'm not concerned at all, and five is, oh my God, he got old in a second, where are you on the scale of 1 to 5?
Like a 6. Listen, it's kind of always been there. If you watch the tape, he has always been sporadic down the field with his accuracy this year. He's not really been super accurate. There have been moments, right? The deep ball to Freiermuth in week 2 where he dropped that ball. There's been a few here or there peppered in where you're like, Rodgers still has it. But he's not been great down the field. In this game, that's really what the Chargers forced him to do, was throw the ball down the field. He pushed the ball down the field more than he had. The quick game wasn't as a big part.
Hold on a second, Nick. So I said, one, you're not concerned at all. Five, oh my God, he just got old in a second. You said you're at a six. So do you think he's done? Did I make it clear what the scale was?
I figure, you know, one, not concerned at all. I think there has to be some concern, but I already had some. You know what I mean? I'm not heightened by this. I think there's somewhat of a floor that he's going to bring. He's not going to be as bad as this game either. If you want to alternate the scale, maybe it's like between a four and a six, somewhere in there. Maybe it's a five. It's somewhere in between there. But the concern is because we've already seen the limitations. He doesn't get out of the pocket very well. He doesn't escape pressure. He runs into sacks. I mean, there are negatives in his game that are going to limit this team's ceiling offensively. He's not going to be this bad every week, though. And the team will be able to get some of the quick game going in different games. For example, against the Bengals, they should be able to do that. So I'm not super concerned about the bottom falling out on Aaron Rodgers. This is not panic mode, but are you telling me that Rodgers is going to go into Buffalo, Kansas City, New England, Los Angeles, and is going to win a playoff game? I have a lot of reservations about that.
Well, you don't have to worry about Buffalo hosting a playoff game, but I do get your point. I mean, this guy's calling card for a long time, way back to when he beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl, all the way until his final year in Green Bay, was A, he was just flat out great, but B, he never turned the ball over. Single digit interceptions from 2011 through 2021, which is miraculous. But then it started to show: 12 interceptions his final year in Green Bay, 11 his only year in New York. And now he's got seven, headed for double digits again. So to me, that's a clear sign of, you know, just age setting in and not being the same guy. And on top of that, you mentioned it. This is a pop gun pass offense, not unlike Ben's final years. You know, even the year they started 11-0, Nick, Washington unmasked them. They revealed to the world that Randy Feuchner's pass short, run long offense didn't work if you didn't let him pass short, right? There's nothing left then. Teams are going to make him beat them over the top. I don't know if every team is as good defensively as the Chargers, but I think the prescription is out there, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about the third down struggles. Before the garbage time, they were 0-9 in those situations. And teams are manning up on them. They're clouding DK Metcalf. They're putting a safety over the top of him. They're forcing the other players on the offense, one, to win. I think that's smart to see. Can another weapon emerge and win? That didn't happen on Sunday. And then they're saying, Rodgers, can you make a tight window throw? Can you make those throws over the middle of the field? I think, you know, people talk about, why are they not targeting the middle of the field a lot? I think you saw why on Sunday. It doesn't end well when they do, right? So there's a lot of things as to why they don't do that. But you, I think, have hit completely on the head. Teams are going to press them. They're going to put a guy over DK Metcalf to double-team him and take him away unless the Steelers can scheme him open. So they're going to put more pressure on guys like Calvin Austin, the tight ends, Kenny Gainwell to make big plays. And then on top of that, you're going to say, Rodgers, make the tight window throw consistently at this point. What Rodgers actually lost with age is not the arm strength. What he lost was control in the ball placement part of it.
Yeah.
It's different, right? Ben lost the arm strength a lot when he tore his elbow. But what Rodgers lost was accuracy down the field. And so that's a big thing. And the other thing he lost is he's very fearful in the pocket now. He's kind of skittish. He doesn't really handle pressure very well. I mean, the safety, he had two guys open. You know, you can't turn down Freiermuth on an in route. You can't turn down Gainwell crossing the linebacker space on a slant. There are two guys open, but that's all because he's fearful and panicky in the pocket now. So that's what he is at this point in his career. He doesn't want to be hit. And so teams are going to force him to hold on to the ball. Teams are going to force him to put it down the field. And all those things come back and you see what happens Sunday, that's probably what will happen.
I thought that Sunday night's game couldn't have been a more blatant and obvious advertisement that they should have brought in a receiver at the deadline. I mean, Chris Collinsworth was all over it. It was so obvious that they needed somebody else, if not at the trade deadline, then last season or in the off season, somebody in addition to Metcalf, or if we're talking last season, Pickens. Maybe it should have been Pickens. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that was obvious. Yeah, 100%. They don't have a separator. Calvin Austin is a nice 3-4. Roman Wilson's emerged as a nice wide receiver 4. They are not wide receiver 2s. I'm still not completely convinced Metcalf is a true 1.
I'm not sure he goes in Seattle. Yeah, he's not. I think he's good, Nick, but he's not one of those guys, right?
Right. He's a high-end 2, low-end 1. He's a good player. But here's the thing that, you know, really stuck out to me. Rodgers, his accuracy was poor. But how many times this year, really since the Cincinnati game, has a playmaker just stood on their head and made a play for their quarterback in a tough, tight window situation? I can think of it on one hand. Freiermuth has made a few nice plays in that regard.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened. You know, for example, the Jonnu Smith pass, terrible pass by Rodgers. It's high. But Jonnu Smith, can you think of one example this year when Jonnu Smith has made a tight window, tough catch for Aaron Rodgers? Nothing came to mind. I was thinking about this, and I just, you know, you trade for a guy, give him $12 million and an extension, and you really haven't gotten any bang for that buck. It's just some of these playmakers, besides just getting open, just make a catch for your quarterback in a tight window scenario. You know, Jacoby Myers does that really well. You know, there's a lot of guys that do that really well. So this team obviously needs a wide receiver, and they've needed one. So no doubt about it, this showed why they need one. But also, I'd be remiss to say this. That's not the only problem with this offense. When you put up a stinker like you did on Sunday, it goes just beyond a number two receiver. So it's a problem, but it's not just the problem. There are multiple of them on this offense.
No doubt. And it seems that Omar Khan wants it out there that, man, did he ever try to get that number two receiver? To which I say, try harder. You've had now 2 years to get a number two receiver, whether it was behind Pickens or behind Metcalf, and you failed. I don't care how hard. They don't pay you for trying hard. Deliver the baby. You know, go get one. The Steelers basically broadcast to the world, too, Nick, that, hey, we can't handle George Pickens, so we have to trade him. And here I thought that this was the kind of culture here where they could. And I keep hearing about how Mike Tomlin handles these problem receivers so well, even though that's not true, but that's what everybody seems to think. They broadcast to the world, we can't handle George Pickens. We're afraid he'll blow up when they traded him, and he might have, and that's why I've disagreed with Bob, who said they should have kept him, but now I'm leaning toward what Bob has been preaching. They should have just kept George Pickens, especially if they have the culture they think they have where they can handle problematic people like him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think that relationship ran its course. I understand high-level player. He's doing much better in Dallas. But to me, Joe, that's a relationship that had run its course. Much like Deontay Johnson. Now, Deontay Johnson's post-Eagles tenure gone much differently than so far George Pickens has had. But I think Pickens needed a new change of scenery. I think he needed somewhere that fit him. I think Dallas fits him really well. He's going to get high-volume targets. He's going to put up his numbers. He's going to be highly involved. He's with a quarterback that's playing dynamite right now in Dak Prescott. There's a good fit there. There's a culture, the kind of flashiness that comes with Dallas. It fits Pickens. And so I think, you know, they made the fine move of trading George Pickens. The real issue, Joe, is why didn't you make a move outside of that? So there were multiple players in free agency that you could have pursued. But the real issues to me, Joe, come up in the fourth round. Jack Sawyer is a fine football player and is probably going to be a decent pass rusher for the Steelers for a few years. But you could have picked guys like Torrey Horton, Elik Iyemonor. We're talking about guys on the Titans and Seahawks right now that are playing good football and are legitimately good young receivers. Did they need a fourth edge rusher that badly in the fourth round over taking another dart throw at wide receiver? That's resource allocation to me that doesn't make a ton of sense. And so they have failed to fully address this because they've nickel and dimed it. They probably, you know, losing Roman Wilson for a full year and then kind of now ramping him up. We'll see where that goes. But that third round pick hasn't bear fruit yet. So
yeah,
there's multiple angles to come from. But I go back to the draft. There were multiple quality receivers there in the fourth round, and the Steelers didn't take either one of them and instead took an edge rusher that's a special teamer and the fourth one on the depth chart right now.
Lastly, Nick, I know you have to get over to the Tomlin news conference. Is the Jaylen Warren situation, and I want to be clear, I hear Tomlin when he's asked, why aren't you using him more? Tomlin says, basically, because we don't have the ball enough and we can't convert third downs. The Steelers are 26th in the NFL in third down conversions, to which I say you might have the ball more if you gave it to him more. But that's a fair point. You know, we hardly had the ball the other night. Okay, point to you. Here's a point to me. He was on the field, your best offensive player. Clearly that night, and maybe overall, he was on the field for less than half the snaps. He wasn't on the field for maybe the biggest offensive play down by the Chargers goal line. They've got to make more use of Jaylen Warren, in my opinion. What do you say?
He should be the engine of this offense. It should run through Jaylen Warren. It doesn't. I don't know if you knew this, Joe. He did not play a single third down snap. Not one.
Crazy.
It was Gainwell the entire time.
Crazy.
Just insane to me. That is coaching malpractice. That is the stuff that you can easily do as a coaching staff. And we've talked about personnel rotations defensively and offensively this year at different points. That, to me, is something that can't happen. I do think there's something to be said. You know, Rodgers is clearly checking out of some run calls and throwing the ball because that's what Rodgers has done throughout his career. And he's going to have that freedom, and they're not going to take that away from him at all. So that's part of it. But this team needs more Jaylen Warren. This team needs the ball in his hands. Every single time they put the ball in his hands, good things happen. The drives get going. He ignites the offense. Kenneth Gainwell is a fine, decent player. But they're treating this guy, you know, like he's a top 20 running back right now in some respects, and what they're asking him to do. Warren's a great pass blocker. Warren's a great receiver out of the backfield. Gainwell's good at those. But Warren's equally as good, if not better. So I don't really understand what they're doing with Jaylen Warren. He should be the engine and the focus of the offense, to be quite honest with you.
Thank you, Nick. Great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me on, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
See you, man. Yeah, this Jaylen Warren thing is just nonsensical. I think you could even make an argument that in the Cincy game in Cincy, and you can't really blame the offense, they put up tons of points that night, but it was sort of maybe a better path to victory to just hunker down and keep the ball away from Flacco and those receivers by running the ball at will, which they did that night. They did. Sometimes you score too fast. It's honestly true. If you don't have a good defense, and the Steelers had a horrible one last night, and you can do whatever you want in your run game, just keep the ball. That might be their strategy this weekend, and it might be the best one. Say, let's just use this guy. Instead of giving him 14 carries, let's give him 27 carries and about six catches. Let's give him 30 touches in this game. Let's keep the ball. Let's keep our defense off the field, and let's win that way. That's our best route toward winning. He's averaging 14 carries and 17 touches per game. And again, the Steelers, Chris Adamski did something really good in the Trib today about the Steelers' time of possession. And it's just mind-blowing how little they have the ball. It's actually laughable. But again, maybe they have it more. Maybe they have it more if they use Warren more on the early downs. That's the thing. Let me see if I have this time of possession stuff. It's literally like history-making. How little the Steelers have had the ball this season. It's incredible. I think he's their best offensive player, Sean. What do you think?
The part that I didn't understand is that Gainwell plays all these snaps, right? He didn't have a single carry in the game on Sunday. So he's in there, but not getting the football. It's just
why
a bizarre,
is he in there? He's had some good moments, and he's a pretty good player. But this guy is an ideal third down back, Jaylen Warren, in addition to first and second.
If they're going to use Gainwell that much, why is he not getting a single carry? That's just baffling.
Well, because he's only a third down back, so they're always in passing situations. I think that's the reason. But it's not like Warren is incapable of this. I get he's only 5'8". The history of the league is littered with really good small running backs who carried massive workloads. Willie Parker did here. He was lighter than Jaylen Warren, 2 inches taller, but lighter than him. Listen to this from Adamski. Their 22 minutes, 25 seconds was a season low for the Steelers. And the snaps that other teams are getting, listen to this. They're averaging 27 minutes of possession. That would mark their worst seasonal average since 1991. And that's only because that's when they started taking stats on such things. Think about that. Not only that, for only four full seasons, Adamski says, since Cowher was hired in 92, have the Steelers been on the negative side in time of possession. Four full seasons, and yet four of them are since 2019. Oh, no, there was one in 92, I should say. So they, moral of the story, they hardly ever have the damn ball. Maybe they'd have it more if they gave it to Warren more. Coming up next, a sad goodbye to Juan Thornhill, and we'll get ready for the Tomlin News Conference. It's Pomp and Joe, fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Join the fan for a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino on Monday, November 17th. We celebrate the Marconi Award we just won for Large Market Station of the Year, and it wouldn't be possible without you. That's for sure. This is our way of saying thanks. The fans buying the first 300 guests a drink. Come raise a glass with us, hang out with your favorite hosts, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh sports radio. Can't wait to see you there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.